Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. Now, if you were tuned in yesterday, I'm sure you're still in that afterglow, like, wow, what a fantastic program. I had four individuals sharing their testimony because they were baptized, but the church had recorded the baptismal service, and I had permission to share it over the air by all four of those that were participants. And then Pastor Herb Coates of the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church said, sure. And so if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard two of the testimonies in Mandarin translated into English by Holly Burns, and then the two other Chinese men shared in English. And what was so special about the last two is they were part of our unique trip to the Ark Experience and the Creation Museum. And they were on the bus asking the other Christians, well, how do you explain, you know, sin and death? And what about this? And they got up in front of everyone. We had like open mic and, hey, if you have any questions about the Christian faith, come on up. And sure enough, they went up and people were so tender. I think of Elmer Zules. He got up afterwards and said to one of the individuals, well, let me try to answer that, and here's how I would perceive it, and this is how I've seen God through my experience of faithfully following him for 50 or 60 years. And then I said, hey, Elmer, why don't you pray for Andrew or Jing Jing or whoever? And sure enough, we had him pray over them right there and then, and, you know, we were all blessed. And so I sent an email out afterwards, you know, please continue to pray for these seekers, because you just never know when God might break through that wall of doubt or whatever hesitation they have in following Jesus. And sure enough, they came to know him and were baptized on Sunday. And so you'll hear some of that testimony on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. But there's so many different things I want to announce. And as you know, Tuesday's Wellness Tuesday, and Dr. Zechariah is joining us again along with Marianne. So good morning, guys.
Hey, Mark. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Happy Tuesday.
But in light of the grand opening open house and that celebration, I thought I would have two people in the studio with me to share some of their experience and what they observed and how they were blessed. And both Dr. Zechariah and Marianne were on a book signing table, and so they were right across near the food court, but they could kind of observe a lot that was going on. So I want to get their thoughts and how they were blessed by participating and being a part of things. But let me alert you of something that was handed out to most everyone that joined us on Friday and Saturday. We had a little, I guess you would say, it's almost like a bulletin insert. It's
cardstock.
Jason worked on this along with you to format it and put it all together, but it says upcoming events, and we're going to be hosting a Huntley Brown concert on Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. It's going to be hosted at the Meadowbrook Community Church in Champaign, and in the next few days, we'll have that all up on our website, greatnewsradio.org, so you can purchase tickets. It's very similar to concerts we've had in the past, where there's a $10 general admission, open seating, but if you want that special meet and greet, artist circle, up close and personal, reserve seating, along with the meet and greet, then it's $25. So either $25 for the special seating or $10 open seating. And that's Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. at the Meadowbrook Church in Champaign. Did I mention Huntley Brown is the one?
Yes, that's who's doing the concert.
Couldn't even remember if I mentioned
after
who.
All that information.
Yeah. And he, you will love, he's been involved in the Billy Graham Crusades for many years. Heart of gold. He's from the Bahamas. Jason and I were kidding, I think, on the Friday edition, Mark Rents, like, hello, man, let's all praise the Lord together.
Please don't do that. I mean, when he's here.
Yeah. Now, I might post a picture when he was at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy doing a concert a few years ago. I went with a Hawaiian shirt on.
Did you now?
Yeah, and I have a couple good pictures.
Well,
so
that just sounds right.
That might be posted in the next few days. But
You know, on his website and the different testimonies I've heard about him, he is the part you talked about where he expresses God's love.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody talks about.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great pianist, but wow.
Oh, yeah. He radiates God's love.
Yeah, he must.
I don't want to say an entertainer, but he's so much fun to see on stage, and he has sing-alongs. He gets you involved, and his voice, and he's a phenomenal, off-the-charts, gifted pianist.
Wow.
But his voice and his singing, and you're going to be very blessed. And when he's been at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, they pack the house. And so we hope you all come out on Sunday, February 26th. You can find out more about the ticket. tickets at greatnewsradio.org. And if it's not up by tonight, within the next few days, you'll see an easy way to purchase tickets.
Well, Mark,
and get those
why
online.
Won't everything be up immediately? I mean, you haven't been doing anything.
Yeah, you know, I'm just kind of snoozing here all the time.
Just like, you know, from 7 in the morning till 10 at night days.
Yeah, those are the short days.
That's right.
Yeah. Then on Saturday, June 10th, and I think the mall officially approved that yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm still working out the logistics, but we're going to host Ivan Parker.
Oh, yay.
And he will be here at Lincoln Square Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m. concert, and it'll be just like Huntley Brown. There'll be the $10 open seating, and yet for the reserved artist circle meet and greet, it'll be $25. And with the meet and greet, there'll be some snacks, and you'll get to take a photograph with Ivan and have a special reception with him before the concert. And with being in the food court, we're going to have, like, those tables set up.
Oh,
so I think
fun.
The artist circle seating will be really up close and special.
It'll be like those Hollywood things, where they have those celebrities at the tables, those little round tables and all that stuff.
That'd
I feel like we're moving up.
$25. So
food court.
That'll be on Saturday, June 10th, so plan for that. And then the wellness workshops, and that's one of the reasons, Dr. Zachariah, we wanted you to be a part of this program. I know I told Marianne we want to recap some of the unique things God did on Friday and Saturday, and typically Tuesday is dedicated to wellness, but we wanted to announce that this Thursday there's going to be 3 wellness workshops. They're all the same, so maybe the morning's more convenient for you or the later afternoon, but there will be wellness workshops this Thursday at the Great News Radio Center, and it's in Unit 114, which is next door to us. Right now, the mall is allowing us for a nominal fee to also lease that space. And so we're calling it the Great News Radio Wellness Center, which is right next door to us. And Dr. Zachariah will be available. There'll be 3 different sessions, all the same, but from 9 to 10, noon to 1, or 4 to 5 p.m. So if you go online, greatnewsradio.org, you can click which one you want to participate in, and that way we'll have enough materials and resources and gum. Wait till you understand how he uses gum.
We all know that story.
And you won't be disappointed, because it's not just a lecture. It's showing what we have written in the books. Mm-hmm. Let's breathe mindfully and let's move mindfully. It's just demonstration as well as asking in questions, and that we'll do things together, and this is all Bible-based, and this is scriptural, and like wellness walk is the Lord's Prayer walk, Lord's Prayer wellness walk, and Psalm 23 wellness walk, and Fruit of the Spirit wellness walk. Mm-hmm. So this is totally immersed in the scripture and in the Holy Spirit.
And that'll be on Thursday. So should we encourage our listeners that are going to come out, not only to first and foremost sign up online, greatnewsradio.org. Now somebody might say, but Mark, I don't have internet, I don't have that ability. Well, then call the station, and Karen will do that on your behalf. But we want to tally up how many people will be coming at what hours. So you can always call us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. But are they also going to do a wellness walk?
Right.
So should they wear their tennis shoes or comfortable walking shoes?
Any comfortable walking shoes.
Okay, bring along your comfortable walking shoes. Now, say somebody says, you know, I'm intrigued by it. It sounds great. I'm in a wheelchair. Is there going to be some kind of accommodations, or would this be worthwhile for me to attend?
Yes, totally worthwhile, because they move in the wheelchair. When you push the wheelchair, or as the wheelchair goes forward, coordinate with breathing. Mm-hmm. And that would increase, it'll be respiratory, your breathing wellness, and it also is cardio wellness. So especially those in the wheelchair will find it fascinating and exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, because I know you have your book, Let's Move Mindfully, but you also have the other book, Let's Breathe Mindfully, and we've mentioned this on past Wellness Tuesdays, that breathing affects all aspects of life, whether it's sleeping, whether it's movement, whether it's resting, whether it's hypertension. Breathing and the important pattern of breathing can be improved for all of us, can have an influence on all parts of life.
Mark, you did express that some, I mean, you did say that someone commented, is this anything, wellness, anything to do with New Age or something? And I'm glad somebody asked that question. And let us make it very clear, this is Bible wellness, this is scriptural wellness, this is Holy Spirit wellness, and this breathing is nothing to do with anything other than Bible breathing. You are breathing in the Word of God, and you are speaking the Word of God. So it is absolutely not only scripture-based, we'll be breathing in and breathing out scripture.
Well,
and the Lord's Prayer and our favorite hymns like Amazing Grace.
It's kind of stewardship of our bodies.
Right, right. I think the circumstance that you're referring to, the individual is saying, well, you know how like with yoga, and I think because of your background being from India, they were thinking like, is this kind of like New Age yoga, and will they do these breathing techniques, and so nothing at all that.
Right. Nothing, absolutely.
Right.
It's Bible breathing and Bible speaking.
So stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org. There will be updates, but the wellness workshop, there's three options. Click on the one that works for you. You'll see the word wellness in an upper tab. Click on that, and then you can choose. Just click on whether it's 9 to 10, noon to 1, or 4 to 5 p.m. That's this Thursday. And we'll be scheduling future workshops and working on maybe one in the evening that'll be more accommodating for those of you that work all day long. But we wanted to launch this Thursday. And so stop by greatnewsradio.org and sign up under the Wellness tab. And look forward to seeing how God's going to use you, Dr. Zechariah, to improve their overall wellness through the balance, through movement, through breathing.
And also, Mark, something you mentioned really touched me. You said, I talked about chewing and using a gum to pace your chewing, and that will also be demonstrated. And you already lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, and wait till you see this chewing technique. You kind of, like, I appreciate what you said, Marianne, I think a week or so back, that having Dr. Zechariah in the same room demonstrating made all the difference. You can hear somebody over the radio. You can read it in a book. But when he demonstrates it, and this gum technique that you'll take us through, that Marianne hasn't been through yet, but I'm in the advanced course, so I've already done
that.
The gum. I think it'll be a difference maker for many people.
I need some gum right now. I don't want Mark being in the advanced class without me.
Yeah. Well, Marianne, you were a part of our radio staff, and so you, for many months, along with others, have been praying up our grand opening open house. You know about all the...
Praying as we work, Mark.
Yeah, praying as we work. Yeah, multitasking. I always got to keep everyone doing at least two to three things at all points to stay ahead of the curve. But you knew all the behind-the-scenes logistics, the setup, the people getting involved. You were fundamental in helping put that starter plaque on the wall and being in touch with some of those special businesses that helped get us to this point. So give some of your impressions for our listeners that maybe weren't able to make it or kind of wondered, well, an open house, that's not that big of a deal. Why was it a special gathering?
Oh, my goodness. I hardly know where to start. I guess prior to the events, all the running around and hubbub and laughter and fun and work that we all did, and so many people contributed to this radio station. My word, it's so many people. But I think just, I don't know, watching you and with Holly beside you, but watching you cut that tape, it was supposed to be a ribbon, but that's all I could find.
Yeah. And you know, when I thought
about... We had blue tape.
Yeah, about an hour out, I said, shouldn't we have a ribbon or something to cut at the door?
Whole hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, the blue tape, which did look like ribbon.
Yeah.
I know I'm not belaboring that, but that was an issue. Watching that happen.
That was kind of neat because John Jennings, one of our board members, we gathered everyone that had showed up right at 4 p.m. time that we were opening up the doors. And I said, John, as our board member, might you share a prayer of dedication for our grand opening open house? And so we had everyone kind of huddled together. I don't know, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And so John prayed it all up, and then, you know, I had my scissors, and so it was kind of fun. I think Joey Kroll or somebody recorded it.
Yes, he did.
But
I
listened to it, I'm like, gosh, why did I start talking about pizza right off the bat? You know, I did say, well, now it's dedicated to the Lord Jesus.
You need your gum. Where's your gum?
Yeah. Then I started sharing about pizza.
You're supposed to do.
So if you see that and you're thinking, I did say there was some special remarks I made before you heard me talk about the pizza. But
part of that was you had given me your phone to take pictures, and I gave it to Joey, and I said, do this, you do it. And so we were fooling around with the phone. That's why we didn't get everything.
Yeah, the point you got was me talking about the pizza.
That's
they come
right.
on in. This is now dedicated to the Lord's use.
And back I was down like, to earth.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, I was sitting across from the door facing the center beside Joey and Dr. Zachariah and Kathleen Jennings. She had her artwork. We had our books. And Kelly, the performer, one of the performers, had her CDs. Her husband did. So we had an interesting view of the entire event as we saw people coming and going. And the music in the food court was behind us.
Right.
So it was really kind of neat to sit there and just hear the music going on behind us and the people laughing and talking and then see the people coming and going in the center. And every now and then you'd come out and greet more people and go back in. And
yeah, the setup was there were a couple tables out in front of the center.
Right.
And we had those, I never get this word right, the stench, those things, the
stanchion,
rope.
Stanchion.
Stanchion?
I hope that's right. I'm going to look that up.
Stanchions.
I hope I'm not, you know, authoritatively saying that over the air and it's not right.
Well, these, as you would see them in airports, but we had the deluxe kind you would see at Emmys or awards where
red
they
carpet.
Were red carpet and silver. And
we didn't have a red carpet, folks. It was a red carpet.
Well, there was
rope.
The red carpet in the doorway.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
I forgot that.
That's the red carpet I've had for about 15 years at the radio tower, and I've never gotten to use
at
it.
The radio tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all rolled up. But
did you roll it out for yourself occasionally? What was that
no,
about?
I've always wanted to use it when I go to places and have tables set up, and I thought,
nice.
You know, you roll out the red carpet, and then it'd be in front of the table, but it just never got used or wasn't practical.
So we had a little few squares of a red carpet.
Yeah, so
I
now
like
the
that.
Red carpet, when you come to the center, that's the carpet.
So everybody gets to walk on
the
red carpet.
Yeah, now you get the red carpet treatment. Anyways, then so you walk in, you pick up the literature. We had some great greeters both days. Gary and Audrey Ricketts
and Audrey.
Assisted and handed out literature, and then you'd walk in. And most everyone, like, kind of looked around and said, wow, this is really nice. This is impressive, special. Then they'd make their way to the studio. And I said, but first, watch the PowerPoint because we have this 75-inch screen TV. And it recounted all the progress we made these last 4 months in the building and how it all came together. And so then they walked around a little more, looked at things. There was a lot of great artwork that Shelley Chrisman, she put together these montages of photographs. Some would pick up the tote bag. And then they'd make it into the room next door, room 114. And there was the fixins to kill for, if you will. We don't want to advocate killing anyone for them, but there's some great coffee and punches and all sorts of food and fixins and pizza and platefuls. And some would sit around there, but then we encourage them to go out the door into the food court. So you probably saw the constant movement of people
in and out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just wonderful. Now, Dr. Zachariah, I know you were encouraged. You were like in seventh heaven, if you will, because of the people coming up and asking questions.
Absolutely. If there are more than seven, there are born 15th heaven.
Yeah.
The reason being, all my life I have been a researcher, a physician, and published a lot of things. But these two books are the first non-medical or non-health book related to wellness that I have published in the last 2 years. And this was my first ever signing in ceremony. Mm. And this is very unique because I had this pedal tethered to the chair I was sitting, and the people were coming, and when they were signing in, getting the books, I was demonstrating how to breathe slowly and live longer and well. And also how this pedal can make while seated. So, you know, 1 hour of sitting is equivalent to smoking 2 cigarettes.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. If you are sitting still, that is. So if you have that pedal, which we will demonstrate. So in the wellness workshop, which we have announced, we will have wellness walk and wellness chewing and wellness pedaling and all the other different things. Yes, that has been a glorious 2 days in my life.
Mm.
Yeah, I know a number of people heard your testimony a few weeks ago and wanted to meet you. In fact, the same with you, Marianne. That's one of the reasons I asked you to be a part of today's edition of Markham Friends. Some would say, now where's that Marianne? And I think you were with me a couple of different times when they're like, oh, I love your voice. You're so sweet. You really add to the program. And you're like, oh, wow, thank you.
Oh, dear.
It was fun to see you blushing as they were kind of gushing over it. So you're Marianne. And the same with you, Dr. Zechariah. People were saying, is he here? I said, yeah, he's right over there. He's walking around. He doesn't sit at his table very much. He's always roaming in and out and answering questions or demonstrating. I know a number of people had questions. And I said that this Saturday with our Israel orientation gathering, I'm going to have you come talk to the group because we'll be doing a lot of walking in the Holy Land, walking around Jerusalem and the Tiberias area and the Old City and so forth, that I think this group needs to already be thinking about the breathing and walking. So we're going to do a little demonstration on Saturday with the group.
And we will say in the Holy Land how to walk in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, now. Patience, kindness, goodness, now.
Gentleness,
faithfulness, self-control, now.
I feel like I'm in Sunday school. I love this. Let's do it again.
And so that'll be practiced and talked about this Thursday. There'll be three options. It'll be the same workshop, but you might say, hey, I can make it in the morning from 9 to 10, or maybe you can get that noontime break, noon to 1, or 4 to 5. It'll be the same workshop. You can sign up online at greatnewsradio.org. Look for the wellness tab and then click on that, and then they'll take you basically to a WooFu form. That's how we're doing all of our ticket sales and the way to register for different Great News Radio events.
And Mark, congratulations. See, this is January 20th, the inaugural of the new president. For me, it is the inaugural of the President Mark Burns.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
The first lady,
oh, my
the, and the First Lady Holly.
Yep,
Holly,
yep.
Go put your dress on. Come on in here.
Yeah. It was a benchmark day for the ministry.
Yes.
Many have heard the progression of how God, for 20 years, allowed me the convenience and the blessing and yet the expense savings of having the studio at the home. And after about 17, 18 years, the board and I started talking a little more about accessibility and the future of my family and how separating work from home and yet all the many benefits of being out in the general public, especially in the square, rubbing shoulders with all peoples right here at Lincoln Square. We didn't know where at the time, but we thought out in the general public. And that was neat to be testifying to so many people. Look what God has done. Mm-hmm. Look at this place. It's state of the art. It's wonderful accommodations. And the mall has bent over backwards to work with us and even allowing us to have the unit next door. And it's one of the only units in this whole building that had that adjoining door. And so as people would come in, I'd say, it looks like the Lord has opened the door.
Oh,
huh?
My goodness.
And then they'd
That's
see
wonderful.
That. And now it seems like we're walking through it, aren't
oh,
we?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, whether it's going to be a permanent addition to the ministry, the Lord will lead us. Right now, it's a luxury to have. I absolutely appreciate all the space, and the singing men had a rehearsal last night in it, and we've moved a lot of our storage and other things over there. And I could see it'd be convenient and nice to have if we had like a woman's tea and something going on over here. On Monday, we had the conversational English class, and how many people did we have in here?
Oh, we had 16 at the beginners.
That was just the beginners table, and I think another 3 to 5, and you add the instructors, there must have been over 20 of us.
Yeah.
And
those are really good.
How that will continue to grow and be an outreach that we can make a difference in internationals' lives. And if you were tuned in on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, these internationals, especially Andrew talked about, for 10 years he met in the home of some Christians learning English and
really
finding out that they were Christians. And it left an indelible mark on him. And, you know, we just never know what will be the trigger God uses to help them come to know him. So, all right, everyone, stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org. You can find out more about upcoming events and signing up for them, purchasing tickets, or just signing up for the free, did I say free?
Yeah.
The free wellness workshop.
Free.
This Thursday, 3 times, 9 to 10, noon to 1, and 4 to 5 p.m. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Offenstein, and Dr. Zechariah with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.